meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now be called into session. The current time, Verizon time, is 7:45. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on January 9th, 2014. Faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times. Posting on the district website, the main bulletin board in the administration office, and in each Clinton Township school. Also faxing to the clerk of the Clinton Township. At this time, I'd like to take a roll call. Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mrs. Hand?
Here.
Mr. Malloy? Mrs. McHugh?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Petuto?
Here.
Mr. Sturgis? And Mrs. Vanderhoff? Mrs. Grant, would you like to lead us in the, lead the board in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the annual organization of the Board of Education. Right now, I'd like to give the combined statement of results for 2014. To have the combined statement of results of the 2014 school election made part of the annual organization meeting minutes. Election of the following individuals to the Clinton Township Board of Education. Maria Grant with 2,066 votes. This is a three-year full term. Susan Vanderhoff with 1,968 votes. Again, also a three-year full term. And Mrs. McHugh with 18 write-in votes. This is also a three-year full term. I'd like to congratulate those candidates. Right now, I'd like to administer the oaths to the elected board members, Mrs. Grant, Mrs. McHugh. Mrs. Vanderhoff is not here this evening, so this will be done at our next board meeting. I'd like our two candidates to please stand up. In front of you, you have the required oaths of office. I'm going to do this simultaneous with you. You will repeat after me. I.
I.
And state your name.
Maria McHugh.
Maria Grant.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
Or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith.
And I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And this state.
And this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I, and then state your name.
I, Maria Grant.
I, Maria McHugh.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
Or affirm.
That I possess the qualifications.
That I possess the qualifications.
Prescribed by law.
Prescribed by law.
For the office of member.
For the office of member.
Of a board of education.
Of a board of education.
Have never been convicted.
Have never been convicted.
Or a crime.
Or a crime.
Or offense listed.
Or offense listed.
In NJSA.
In NJSA.
18:12-1.
18A:12-1.
That I am not disqualified.
That I am not disqualified.
As a voter pursuant.
As a voter pursuant.
To RS-19:4-1.
To RS-19:4-1.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of that office.
All the duties of that office.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. All I need you to do at some point, you'll need to sign both copies I will then sign them, and then I will return one copy back.
Thank you.
Right now, we're going to have nominations for board president. I'd like to motion to open the floor to nominations for office of board president.
Motion.
Second.
Do I have any nominations for board president?
I'd like to nominate Maria Grant.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
Do I have any other nominations for board president at this time? Hearing none, I'd like to have a roll call, please. Oh, I'm sorry. Motion to close the floor to nomination for office of board president.
Motion.
Second.
All right, I will now announce a roll call. Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Ms. Han?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Ms. McHugh?
Yes.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis? Ms. Vandoroff? Motion passes. Mrs. Grant is now the board president.
Thank you. I'd like to open the floor for a motion for nominations for the office of board vice president. I'm seeking a motion, please.
Motion.
Gina. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Motion. For Maria. Floor is now open. I'm looking for nominations for Vice President of the Board of Education of the Clinton Township School District, please. I'd like to nominate Rachel McLaughlin for Vice President of the Board of Education. Do I have any other nominations for Vice President of the Board of Education? No? Seeing... May I have a second, please?
Second.
Second. I'm looking for a motion now to close the floor for nominations for the office of the board vice president.
Motion.
May I have a second, please?
Second.
May I now have a roll call vote, please?
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Ms. Han?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Ms. McHugh?
Yes.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis? And Mrs. Vandoroff. Motion carries.
Congratulations. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Clinton Township Board of Education reorganization meeting. Today is Monday, January 5th, 2015. I am eager to serve as president of the school board for the next 12 months. I said this last year that I truly believe the members of this Board of Education, in my opinion, bring a great deal of expertise to this board. They're very passionate about education. They're very supportive of our staff. Each of them are dedicated to doing what is right for the children in our community, all while being responsible to the taxpayers of Clinton Township. I know that all the members of the Board of Education are eager to work with and support Dr. Clark and Mr. Juskowitz during the next year. Tonight's meeting has two main objectives. The first objective is the reorganization of the board. This is an annual event for the Board of Education. Typical tasks that are completed during this reorganization are the swearing in of newly elected board members. The board will, as you've seen, appoint board officers. In addition, the board also carries out many other duties, for example, adopting the board policy manual, adopting the official newspaper in which future meetings announcements will appear, appointing an auditor, the attorney, appointments of board committees, delegates, and so forth. The second objective of tonight's meeting will be to hear from the ad hoc committee for full day kindergarten. They will make their presentation and recommendation to the Board of Education after 1 year of research. We will listen to their presentation after all board business involving the reorganization takes place. We have two board members this evening that I would like to introduce. Ms. Maria McHugh will serve a 3-year term. Unfortunately, Ms. Vanderhoff is not able to make it this evening. Both ladies bring a tremendous amount to this Board of Education and their work background and personal background, so I'm very happy to have them on board working with us. I'd also like to welcome back the returning board members. Thank you for all coming back to serve another year. I'd like to welcome back Mrs. Hand, serving the second year of her elected term, Mr. Malloy serving his 3rd year of his elected term, Mrs. McLaughlin and Mr. McTiernan as well, both serving in their 3rd year of their term, Mr. Petuto starting his 2nd term, and Mr. Kevin Sturgis starting, I believe, his 5th year on the board. He is somewhere on 287, so we're eager for him to get out of traffic and be here. The board operates under a committee structure to accomplish the work of the board. We have 4 committees: a Facilities and Finance Committee, a Policy and Curriculum Committee, a Personnel Negotiations Committee, and a Communications Committee. Each committee has 4 members led by a committee chairperson. Agendas are established by the committee chairperson and the superintendent, and in the case of Facilities and Finance Committee, it is created by the committee chairperson, Dr. Clark and Mr. Juskowitz. If a board member has a question involving a particular committee, they can call the committee chair to get answers, and it'll be answered either via email or during a board meeting, and typically it's during a board meeting. I've spoken with board members to understand what committees they would like to serve on. In addition, I work with last year's committee chairperson from each committee and the vice president to develop a committee of members based on their skill set and experience so that we can maximize the effectiveness of each committee. Following are the committee assignments for the next year. For policy and curriculum, I've asked Ms. Rachel McLaughlin to chair that committee. She's chaired that committee, I believe, for the last 2 years. She's agreed to chair that. Ms. Gina Han will also serve on that committee, and Ms. Maria McHugh, and I'd like to thank you for agreeing to serve on those committees. Facilities and Finance, Mr. John Petuto has agreed to chair that particular committee. I'd like to thank Mr. Petuto for extending himself and doing that. Mr. McTiernan, Mr. Malloy, and myself will also serve on the Facilities and Finance Committee. For our personnel negotiations, I've asked Mr. McTiernan to continue as chair of that particular committee. He's done a very good job over the course of the last 2 years. I've also asked Ms. Hand and Ms. Vanderhoff to serve on those committees as well, and I will serve on that committee in addition. As far as the Communications Committee, I've put a lot of thought into this, and I've spoken with the committee chairs from last year. And based on the current operations of the Board of Education and Dr. Clark, I'd like to recommend to the board that we not staff that Communications Committee this year. Any types of communications that we've had to do come right out of whatever committee we've been working with or a project that the committee's been working on. So I would like to ask the board, does anybody object for us just not staffing it? And what I'd also like to recommend is that if we do have a big project that needs a lot of communication to the public and to the staff, that we can create an ad hoc committee to take care of those needs. But right now, all of our communication needs are taken care of within committee, out to the public, and from Dr. Clark directly. So are there any objections to not staffing that committee this year?
No, but that's also with the understanding that the principals of the schools and the superintendent continue in the Clinton Township newsletter to keep the public up to date on what's going on in the school district.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. The ad hoc kindergarten committee was chaired by Mrs. McLaughlin, and Mr. Malloy also served on that particular committee. If we need some additional work done on that committee, I'd just like to ask you guys to, if you would continue to stay on that until the job is completed. The ad hoc committee that's looking at the feasibility of closing the school will begin their work sometime this month. Mr. McTiernan, Mr. Malloy, Ms. Hand, and I will be on that committee. And that committee was assigned last year, but I would like to continue with those members for this year. Mr. Petuto was the chairperson for the ad hoc committee that was looking at, or is continuing to look at, the website review. And I would like to continue with that continuity with that. So Mr. Petuto as chair of that committee, and then Mrs. McLaughlin also is representing the board there. So those are committee assignments. What I would like to do at this particular point, with the board's permission, is to amend item D to include committee assignments for finance, facilities, personnel negotiations, policy, and curriculum, and again, not to staff the communications committee. So I'd like to amend that one. And at this time, I would look for a motion for item D, please. Be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby approves to establish the following committees, chairs, and members. I'm looking for motion, please.
Motion.
Second.
Dan,
first.
Rachel? Okay. Any questions? Can we have a roll call vote, please? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. We also have, as part of our reorganization, five outside board appointments to fill tonight. I have asked Mr. McTiernan to continue on with the board liaison to the town council. He's done an outstanding job over the course of last year. He has agreed to continue to undertake that particular position, so thank you. I've also asked Mrs. McLaughlin to continue representing the board on the Hunterdon County School Board's organization, and she has agreed to do that as well, so thank you. This year, I will serve as the DEAC representative from the board into the DEAC committee, and I'd like to thank Mr. McTiernan for his service on that particular committee. I know it takes a whole lot of time, and I appreciate all your efforts and what you've done. Thank you. We have two other board appointments that we will fill at the end of this month. But for now, those are the board appointments that we have. Last year, Dr. Clark and her staff put together a full schedule of committee meetings, and we found this to be very helpful so we could rearrange our personal lives and travel schedules and work and when to make dinner and not make dinner, because we had our full year plan ahead of us. Dr. Clark and her staff has graciously agreed to do that for us again, so probably within the next 3 months or so, we should have that same very colorful chart of what committees meet on what night for the next 12 months or so. So thank you very much for doing that as well. We know that's quite the task to
accomplish. I try very hard to get Monday nights for most meetings. Some we just can't do Monday nights. So if you have a particular issue with a night of the week, if you would email me, I would appreciate it.
Great, thank you. The annual board member training requirements. During each year, a board member serves on the Board of Education. They are required to complete a course given by the NJSBA, which is the New Jersey School Boards Association, as per the School District Accountability Act. The following mandated training programs are required. All new board members need to take Governance 1 at some point during their first year of being on the board. I would recommend that all new board members do that particular board training in person at a site that's offered by NJSBA. The governance two, for those in their second term, focuses on finance and education on finance and budgeting. The third year focuses on student achievement and Common Core. And governance four is for folks that are entering their fourth year on the board. And that talks about the legal issues relative to being on the board and anti-bullying Bill of Rights. Governance 2, 3, and 4 can all be done online. If you choose to do it in person, you can do that as well. So that's really a board member choice also. Mr. Juskowitz was very, very nice and got a list from New Jersey school boards today. And I've placed that at each of your place settings so that you know what you need to accomplish for this particular year as far as the training is concerned. So if you have any questions, you can ask Mr. Juskowitz, and he'll be able to get you further information if you should need it. So thank you for getting that information. I've spoken with Ms. Gwen Thornton. She is our field representative from the NJSBA. I've gotten all the updated dates of commitments that we have to do as a board. In addition, we also have to complete our annual ethics review session. So I have slated that during our monthly board meeting on February 23rd. So she will start off the meeting with her ethics training, and then we'll fulfill that particular requirement during a board meeting. I've also updated the annual board task list. As you know, this document is a list of those items that the Board of Education, Dr. Clark, and her staff are either working on or required to complete at some point during the year. Each month you receive an update version of this document from myself. All items that are in blue are items that we and the staff have completed. Things that are highlighted in gold or yellow, depending upon how good your eyes are projects that we are currently working on. And projects that are highlighted in green are those projects that are continuous throughout the year. I have one more set of comments for President's comments this evening. The state of New Jersey announced that school districts that have been consistently high-performing districts will now be able to avoid much of the state monitoring associated with the New Jersey Quality Single Accountability Continuum, also known as CUSAC. CUSAC is the New Jersey Department of Education's monitoring and evaluation system. Its primary purpose is to measure and improve school performance in meeting state standards. It's also designed to ensure all districts operate at a high level of performance in the areas such as student achievement, facilities operations, personnel, instruction and programs, fiscal management, and governance. There is an enormous amount of work that the district staff must do on a regular basis in order to track and document all aspects required by the state. A great deal of paperwork must be completed and submitted to the state as well, relative to the performance of our district on the items that I listed above. I am very proud to report that our district has been deemed a high-performing district and therefore has earned the right to avoid much of the monitoring, documenting, and reporting that the state has required in the past for CUSAC for Clinton Township. On behalf of the Board of Education, I would like to congratulate Dr. Clark and her staff for this accomplishment. There's a lot of work required to become and remain a high-performing school district, and we'd like to thank you for your hard work and dedication in achieving this status for the state of New Jersey.
Thank you, but it's not only the staff. There is a whole governance portion of it that the board, by doing all of the things you do in tracking the work that you're doing and the training and the governance, that's part of what meets those CUSAC standards. So it's very important that you do it, and I appreciate it because it contributes to making us a high-performance district, and that is your work to be complimented.
Thank you. Okay, moving on, I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 167 limits comments to 3 minutes. We'll adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair and consistent and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is only for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they will be answered at the conclusion of the public comment section. To the extent any other action is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or superintendent as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you have questions on the full-day kindergarten program, if you could wait until after the presentation, we will have a special public comment section on that. I would appreciate that. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We will be limiting this public comment section to 20 minutes. Would anyone like to address the board? I would then like to open the floor to our first recognition of the public. This section will be only for comments made by the public on school-related matters only. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. Everything that I said under the public comments section will apply to this particular section as well. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We will be limiting this public comments section to 20 minutes. Anyone like to address the board? No? Moving on with more organizational tasks for the board this evening. At this juncture of the meeting, the Board of Education will move on to our organizational resolutions. We will vote on items related to the structure and operations of the Board of Education for 2015. Highlights of this section that we'll be voting on tonight include the Board's Code of Ethics. We'll be establishing our meeting dates, times, and places for our monthly meetings, the adoption of our official newspapers, parliamentary procedures, approval of depositories, authorized signatures, appointment of representatives, requesting federal and state funds, school fund investor, organizational chart, and the appointment of the district purchasing agent. We will conduct this portion of the meeting the identical way that we will do or have done our committee reports. We'll move them as a block motion consent vote. I will move these items, look for a second. Board members will then have an opportunity to ask questions, and then we will have a roll call vote. So with that said, I would like to move action item E. To letter T. For now, I'm not going to move letter V, which is the appointment of the representative to the County Educational Services Commission. We will move that to the January monthly meeting. And then I would like to move, W through AA. Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Second, Rachel. Any questions for Dr. Clark or Mr. Jeskowitz on these resolutions? No, seeing none, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Ms. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Ms. McHugh?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pituto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff? Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on, I'd like to turn over this evening's meeting to Mrs. Rachel McLaughlin. Mrs. McLaughlin is the chair of the ad hoc committee that researched the potential for a full-day kindergarten program in the Clinton Township School District. Tonight, she will present the findings of the committee and make a recommendation to the full board. With Dr. Clark. When the presentation is completed, the members of the Board of Education will have an opportunity to ask Mrs. McLaughlin and Dr. Clark questions. When the Board of Education is finished asking questions, I will then open the floor up to the public. Members of the public can then ask questions regarding the presentation at that time. The Board of Education will not vote tonight on whether to implement a full-day kindergarten program. I would like to ask for board members to take time during the month to review tonight's presentation, compile further questions that you may have for Mrs. McLaughlin and Dr. Clark. Please send your inquiries to both of them so that they can be answered at the next monthly board meeting to be held in January. We will vote on whether or not to implement a full-day kindergarten program at the next monthly board meeting. Mrs. McLaughlin?
Thank you. Is this on, Tim?
Yes.
Can everybody hear me?
Oh,
thank you for coming out this...
No, can't hear you.
It should be on, all right.
I just wanted to add that I know people like to take notes, and if you have any difficulty seeing or you want information about the presentation, it will be on the website. It will be posted tomorrow, so you don't have to worry about notes.
Okay. Can everyone hear me? I want to say good evening to all of the community members who have come out tonight and thank the board for this opportunity to present the findings of the ad hoc committee. A couple notes. Dr. Clark mentioned that the full presentation will be available on the website. We will also be posting, it's already on the website, the demographic report, but I'm going to ask Dr. Clark to actually move the demographic presentation to below this presentation so that if you have questions about the demography study, you'll be able to access that pretty easily right underneath. In addition to that, we will sometime this week be posting the results of a survey that the ad hoc committee published or put out in January of 2014, and you'll be able to review all those documents online as well. In order to help me with the presentation tonight, I'd like to introduce Pam Van Bell. She's going to be my Vanna White and also help with the presentation. Pam is a former PTA president of the Clinton Township School District, and she is also a community member. So thank you for helping me out here. Okay, so we're just going to... Okay. To get us started, I want to just go over the purpose of our committee. The ad hoc committee of the Board of Education was established on November 13th of 2013 to analyze our current kindergarten program and to make a recommendation for any potential changes to our current program. It was a long process. I have sat here for many months, each month reporting out on the process of the ad hoc committee. We have met monthly, we have met bi-monthly, sometimes we've met weekly. And I'd like to take this opportunity to let you know that this is a very methodical process. We did not take this task lightly. We spent a lot of time researching, discussing, debating, and the results are what we've compiled tonight for you. The process was to study the following aspects of kindergarten. We looked at cost effectiveness, the curriculum, facilities, personnel, demographics, and student achievement. The committee also defined our current program and utilized data and research to analyze half-day and full-day kindergarten. One of the reasons that this process was a little bit longer than maybe other ad hoc committees are is that we were awaiting the demographic report, and Dr. Grip was here in October to present that. And so there were some months over the summer where we stopped meeting while we were anxiously awaiting the results of that report. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce the committee members. I believe that all of the committee members are here tonight. So when I call your name, if you could just, I don't know if you don't want to stand, but you can wave. We have Ms. Jean Allen, who is a teacher at Spruce Run School. We have Maggie Cassidy, who is a teacher at Spruce Run School. We have Joanne Filas, who is a teacher at Patrick McGarren School. We have Melissa Goad, who is the principal of Spruce Run School. We have Anthony Jeskowitz, who is our business administrator. We have myself. We have Mr. Malloy, who is a board member. We have Mrs. Postma, who, welcome back from your maternity leave, the principal at Patrick McGarren School, and Mrs. Van Bell. So I would just like to take this opportunity to personally thank. Oh, and Rhonda Berry. Mm-hmm. Was she on the slide? She should be. There she is. I skipped over her. And Rhonda Berry, who is a current kindergarten teacher. I want to thank all of you for participating in this process. I know at times it was long and challenging after working all day, and we appreciate all of your hard work. We thought we would start with just refreshing the board and the public on our mission statement. Clinton Township has prided itself on a district where children come first. Our mission statement is the Clinton Township School District, in partnership with the community, achieves excellence for each child by ensuring a meaningful and challenging educational experience in a supportive environment, developing lifelong learners who are responsible and productive citizens. And The emphasis of our committee was always on children first. So every time we met and we discussed anything, we talked about what the impact would be on our children in our community. And that was always in the forefront of our minds as we moved through this process. In order to achieve our goals, we spent a lot of time researching. We had some subgroupings of our committee. We looked at journals. We looked at newspaper articles. We looked at other districts in Hunterdon County that have either half-day or full-day programs. We looked at the larger programs in New Jersey, and we compared ourselves to those districts. These are some of the findings that we found for full-day kindergarten students. They have higher academic achievement in later grades. They are more likely to engage in daily math, social studies, and science activities when compared to half-day kindergarten students. They show faster gains on literacy and language measures when compared to half-day kindergarten. They have more in-depth exploration of subjects, which would be a natural assumption based on the fact that they're in school longer. They have a good chance for early school success, benefiting from more time with small group and individual instruction, especially for children who are young when they enter kindergarten or whose skills are below average at the start of school. They are more prepared for school. They do better with the transition to first grade, show significant gains in school socialization, and are equipped with stronger learning skills. We looked at the whole child. We didn't look just at the academic aspects. We wanted to know specifically, was there research that showed that students were socially and emotionally ready to handle a full-day kindergarten? We found that full-day kindergarten is considered the pivotal year, serving as the pedagogical bridge between pre-K and the early elementary grades. Pre-K to third grade represents the stretch of years that form the basis for children's later and lifelong learning and success. It is during these years that children acquire three types of skills and knowledge. They acquire strong foundational cognitive skills, such as reading and early numeracy, social and emotional competence that enables children to interact constructively with both their peers and adults, and patterns of engagement in school and learning. A high-quality full-day kindergarten experience plays a central role in the pre-K to third grade years. Research also shows that five-year-olds are more than ready for a longer school day and do better in a setting that allows them time to learn and explore activities in depth. We looked at our curricular needs. We looked at what our kindergarten program currently offers and what moving to a full-day program might mean for Clinton Township. We found a lot of research in the New Jersey Department of Education Kindergarten Implementation Guidelines. They came out with guidelines in 2011 for districts that were looking to implement kindergarten. Kindergarten should be part of an uninterrupted continuum of teaching practices and concept development for children in preschool through third grade. A full-day kindergarten will provide students with opportunities to achieve the goals of the Common Core State Standards and the New Jersey State Kindergarten Guidelines. A developmentally appropriate full-day program will allow our students the time needed to maximize their academic and social potentials. We have a change of climate in New Jersey, where we recently have adopted the Common Core State Standards. They are more rigorous than previous standards in our state. They have also come out with new college and career readiness standards for all students. The new college and career readiness standards, K through 12, accelerate the need for full-day kindergarten, best meeting the academic, social, and emotional needs of our children. We thought about what the benefits would be for moving from a full-day to a half-day kindergarten. We realized that there would be a lot of time devoted for the students who had been used to a half-day program. So we wanted to know what types of benefits we felt we could find within research on whether or not students should be able to attain skills in a full-day program. Long-term benefits included allowing for teachers to develop stronger relationships with the children and have more time to get to know the kids and identify and address their learning challenges early, saving money and resources over the long term and increasing the odds that children will be successful in later school. Students have better attendance in kindergarten and through the primary grades. Students have reduced retention and remediation rates. And what that means is if your students have a lower retention rate and a remediation rate, then you're using less services, such as occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech services. So these are all related. Build quality on quality. Use instruction to accelerate children forward continually, and you will see the long-term benefits of full-day kindergarten and other effective early interventions. We compared our current half-day program with a full-day schedule. So if you look on the left-hand column, and I apologize if any of these fonts, it's hard to, when you're working on your computer, figure out what would look good on the big screen. So we spent a lot of time playing around with the fonts. I will read to you that on the left side of the screen, it reflects the half-day program currently, and on the right side of the screen would be the potential for a full-day schedule. So on the left side, it says 180-minute day with 155 minutes of instruction. Currently, our students have arrival and morning greetings. They engage in reader's workshop for approximately 30 minutes. They're engaged in academic centers for approximately 30 minutes, snack for 15 minutes, a read aloud for 15 minutes, writers or math workshops alternating, they don't always have these every day due to the schedule, for 30 minutes, and a special, which would be something like art, gym, or music for 30 minutes. In a 380-minute day, which would be a full-day program, you would receive 295 minutes of instruction. The schedule would include arrival and morning meeting, social skills, reader's workshop, academic centers, snack, math, recess and lunch, independent reading, read aloud, handwriting, writer's workshop, academic choice, projects and investigations, specials. And then there are asterisks to denote which would be the additional components to the program. So, for example, math would be able to be had every day, writer's workshop would be able to take place daily. So those are the differences between a half day and moving to a full day program. We thought it was important for those of you who haven't been in kindergarten in a while to look at what a typical kindergarten classroom looks like in 2015. So these are pictures of our actual students at Spruce Run School. I believe Mrs. Ferry, they're in her class. So if you look at the left-hand side of the top picture, there are some students engaged in technology. They're using iPads independently in a center. On the right side, you'll see some floor academic centers centered on mathematics. And on the bottom, you'll see some small group instruction. So kindergarten is a very busy place, and there's a lot of work that takes place. Students are continually engaged all day long in learning. We spent a lot of time looking at our neighbors, other Hunterdon districts with kindergarten. We looked to see whether they offered a full day or a half day program. So on this particular slide, the green districts are those districts that currently offer a full day kindergarten program, and the districts in red are currently the districts that offer a half day program. On the bottom, you'll see a little side note that says statewide, 80% of kindergarten programs, that's in the state of New Jersey, slightly higher than the national average of 77%, are full day, according to the New Jersey Department of Education. It was important for us to look at the facility needs. Would we need to build any additions? Would we need to reconfigure classroom space? So our committee actually took a facility tour at Spruce Run. We walked around the building. We looked at what the current configuration was. We talked about potential configuration. We looked at capacity. We looked at bathrooms. We thought about all the things that children that are in kindergarten may need. We are reporting to you that current classroom configuration supports a full-day kindergarten with classrooms in close proximity to one another. So in other words, there won't be one kindergarten in one hallway and another kindergarten perhaps on the other side of the building. They will be in close proximity where they'll be able to work together. There will be no construction costs required if the board decided to move to a full-day program. And waivers would continue to be used for bathrooms. The state currently requires that kindergarten classrooms have bathrooms, but you can apply for a waiver. Spruce Run has never had every single classroom in kindergarten with a bathroom, although there are some classrooms that do have bathrooms. So we would continue to use waivers for bathrooms, and we would not need bathroom construction. In addition, in Spruce Run, if any of you have ever been in Spruce Run School, the classrooms are configured in pods, and the bathrooms are in close proximity to the pods. The next part of the presentation, we want to look at some of the demographic study results. Dr. Grip was, as I mentioned here earlier, he completed his study in August of 2014, and he reported out to the board in October of 2014. Some of the highlights of his long-term study show a declining enrollment trend for at least the next 5 years in Clinton Township. It's harder to predict beyond 5 years because those children haven't been born yet. They reveal that their percentage of females declined from 2000 to 2010 in the 30 to 39 age group, which corresponds to the ages when many females have their children. The combination of low fertility rates and a low percentage of females in this age group have likely led to the declining birth rate in the township. It also demonstrates the high cost of housing also contribute to a lower birth rate. And in Dr. Gripp's study, he anticipated that if we were to move from a half day to a full day kindergarten program, we would yield approximately 30 additional students. We pulled up a table that we thought highlights this. Table 19 says the adjusted projected enrollments for grades pre-K to 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, and 7, 8 for each projection method. He had two different ways that he projected enrollment. I'm going to direct you to look at the very left column. It says CSR four-year half-day kindergarten. And then if you skip the second column, which says CR six-year half-day, there is a CSR four-year full day. So we're comparing columns 1 and 3 on the left side of your screen. So if you look at 2014-15, for a half-day program, he projected 281 students. And if we were to implement a full day, he projected 311 students. If you look at 2015-16, he projected 267 students, and for a full-day program, it would be 298 students. If you continue to follow those two columns down, the average approximate increase would be about 30 students. As he explained, as you go up into the later years, that number dwindles a little bit because of declining enrollment. And this table, along with all the other tables, there are a number of tables, if you're interested in statistics, are also available in the demographic study. We put together some estimates on what we would need in order to implement a full-day kindergarten program. So we looked at curricular materials, we looked at supplies, and we looked at furniture. We looked at our existing supplies, we looked at possibly supplies we might have had also available in the school that had been repurposed, and we came up with a number of $19,500 as an estimate of what we would need for additional supplies. If you look in the middle column, staffing, in order to staff a full-day kindergarten program in Clinton Township, we would need 3 additional teachers. That is inclusive of special education. All positions could be repurposed from existing positions in the district because we have declining enrollment. So that would mean 0 additional cost for staffing. That means taking staff that are elsewhere and moving them to kindergarten. There is already, in addition to our half-day, there is in addition to our already budgeted half-day program for the 14-15 school year. If you look at, that goes with the bottom. If you look at other staff, we talked to Mrs. Goad and the staff members at Spruce Run about what would full-day kindergarten look like for the rest of the school. Would there be an impact on nursing needs? Would there be an impact in the lunchroom? And it was the committee's recommendation that we add an additional lunch aide and an additional nurse at 3 hours per day, and this calculates to $13,500. So the total program costs for moving from a full day, from a half day to a full day program, would be estimated to be $33,000. This is in addition to the already budgeted half day program for the 14-15 school year. I'm going to bring in Dr. Clark to talk to you a little bit about the financial aspects and the tax impact.
So I'm going to ask you to hang in with me a little bit here, all right, because this is not as easy as it looks. In order to look at the numbers, I have to ask you to go with me in that we have to imagine that we're dealing with the 14-15 school year budget, all right, because we don't know the numbers yet for the 15-16 school year, all right? So we have to work our numbers based on the tax base we know, the tax impact we know. It could change for the next budget. We just don't know that right now. So if we utilize the 2014-15 budget numbers, what I'm trying to show is a comparative estimated impact on what the budget would be. So let's say in the first column that we remain a half-day program, all right? That the board discusses it and decides Their direction is that we remain a half-day program the way we are now. All right? Remember, we're talking about the 14-15 budget. Well, we also know that if we remain with that program, we have declining enrollment across the rest of our district, which impacts staffing. So that means that there would be three teachers in a variety of some other grades that we would lose, all right? We're estimating a number for that, which may or may not be, because it depends on which teachers and when, and it has to do with tenure and seniority and all kinds of other things. So we estimated a number based on, we took the three teachers we have in kindergarten now and basically kind of doubled their salary to get an idea. So that would be that number, 182,647. That's our estimate. When you look at that number, right, there's a tax impact to a number. Whenever you reduce a budget or increase a budget, you have a tax impact, all right? So if we were to reduce three teachers in the district, you would have an estimated savings to the average assessed home, all right? So an average assessed home in Clinton Township, based on the 2014-15 budget, is $394,278. I know that's not what your home would sell for. That's what it's assessed at. That's the average assessed home in this town. So if you had a home that was assessed at that amount of money, your tax bill would be somewhere around $4,500, all right? You would multiply that by 0.1, all right? And you would get a tax impact of $45.59, all right? So that would be your tax bill for the Clinton Township schools, all right? Doesn't include North, doesn't include anybody else. That's your tax bill related to us, all right? 1% of the budget is approximately $264,000, 133. So when you look at what your savings would be if you were down three teachers, it would be somewhere around $32 in 1 year, annual savings. All right? That's all that it includes. It's a rough number based on that year's budget. It doesn't mean that that's what your tax impact would be. It's a close approximation. So now go to the next column. And let's say that the board deliberates and determines that they direct the superintendent and the business administrator to add a full-day program. All right? Well, you're going to have to double your teachers, you're going to add three teachers. So I'm going to keep the money the same, all right, for the sake of comparison, and that would be $182,647. Now, we have a midday bus run for half-day kindergarten. Kids have to go home, kids have to come in the middle of the day. That cost is approximately $80,000. So we would subtract that because we would no longer have that midday bus run. We looked at the supply estimate of 19.5. We'd add that in. We looked at the support staff, 13.5. We'd add that in. That gives you a total, because remember you're subtracting the 80,000, of 135,647, all right? Now let's go back to the cost with that average assessed home of $394,278. And remember, it's less than 1%, because that 135 is less than the 260. I'm looking at blank faces. Are you with me, folks? You're with me? All right. Go team. And so that's an approximate $23 annual, all right? So if you're looking at these numbers based on the 14-15 budget, the cost of full-day kindergarten is actually less than the savings from the half-day program. However, is this the tax impact? Is that $23 going to be the tax impact that Clinton Township taxpayers will pay for certain if we add in full-day kindergarten? Not necessarily. All right? Because the board may say, okay, Dr. Clark, it looks like it would be $23, but we don't really want to increase taxes that much. We would like you to look at some of your other programs and trim some costs somewhere else. They might move some things around in the budget. I don't know, maybe we'll have a wonderfully warm winter and our fuel costs will go down. So all of those kinds of things impact these numbers. I wanted to show you and give you an idea of what the difference might be in cost. Clearly, if you keep a half day program, there's some impact on the budget. And some savings you might get. If you add a full day program, there's going to be some cost to that. It may be a financial cost. It may be that we move some other things around and you see some changes elsewhere. That will be determined by the Finance Committee and ultimately by the Board of Education. So I'm hoping that this helps give you an idea of the cost of what a program might be or might not be if you choose to remain half day. I'm sure the board's going to have more questions about it, so I'm going to turn it back over to Mrs. McLaughlin, and the board can think about the questions they want to ask about it.
Okay, I'm just going to briefly talk about the community survey and what the committee did regarding getting feedback from the community about the full-day kindergarten program. So one of our initiatives was to determine the community's desire for the full-day kindergarten. The committee worked together to develop a survey by referencing other schools who went through this process. Once developed, the survey was distributed in January of 2014 to Clinton Township parents, staff, and community members. The survey was made available to the community on the Clinton Township website, the Clinton Township school website, and the Clinton Township newsletter. The survey was also emailed to Clinton Township School District families with children in the district, as well as all Clinton Township teachers and staff members. So we really tried to reach as many people as we could with the survey. I just want to highlight a few of the questions and results from the survey. And as we said, eventually this will be up on the school district website, so you can go and look at all the questions and all the responses from the complete survey. One question we asked, and we received 509 responses, was, I would like the district to offer full-day kindergarten. And as you can see, 68.17% agreed, 12.77% were neutral, and 19.06% disagreed. So the slide demonstrates that majority of those who participated in the survey were in favor of a full-day kindergarten program. Okay. Now, this was a breakdown of question six, I believe it was, on the survey. It said, if you agreed with question six that Clinton Township should expand to a full-day kindergarten program, please indicate all of the reasons below. Basically, why do you think a full-day kindergarten program would be important? And most people who were in favor, I think there were 405 responses, most people were concerned with our academic achievement, our academic readiness and rigor, and our social and emotional readiness of the children. Okay, that's, again, for people who said they wanted to expand to a full-day program. The next slide actually is showing the responses of those that disagreed and didn't feel that Clinton Township should move to a full-day kindergarten program. So this slide really represents the two main issues that people who were not in favor of the program had were based on the financial issue and wondering whether the children were socially and emotionally ready for a full-day kindergarten program. And as Rachel pointed out earlier, we did a lot of research on the social and emotional readiness, and from the research that we found, it looks like the children are ready. And as Dr. Clark went through our whole financial picture, it was very important for us to try to at least give you an estimate or an understanding of what the implication financially would be with a full K kindergarten program. Full day, excuse me. Okay. So we did get some feedback that one of the questions on the survey was a little hard. The wording was not clear. But even with that, anyone who participated in the survey had an option to submit comments through an open-ended response section. And I just want to read you some of the comments that we received from those that participated. Clinton Township is an excellent school district. It does not seem to align that we don't have a full-day kindergarten program. A full-day kindergarten program would allow the children to have more access to play with their peers during the day, which is the most important way to develop a child's skills, problem-solving, negotiating, and language skills during the day, during play. Research supports that play and opportunities to engage in child-initiated activities at this age actually develops children's personal and social responsibilities within their communities as they get older. Based on the recent passage of the Common Core Standards, I have significant concerns whether a half-day program would meet the academic needs of the children. Of greater concern is that if all the attention gets diverted to academic for a half-day program to address the Common Core, the children may suffer emotionally due to the lack of leisure and relaxation time. Okay, some additional views on kindergarten. In fairness to the entire community, I do not believe the entire community should share the cost of a full-day kindergarten through increased taxes. Our taxes are already too high. I see a benefit for working parents in that they would require less daycare for their child. I see a negative in that it would cost the district more money. Many kids are not ready physically or emotionally for a full day. For those that are more mature, perhaps an option of enrichment or a longer day can be an option, but all taxpayers should not bear the burden of this extra cost. Okay, and then this slide is just talking about the community benefits for a full-day kindergarten program. It would be investing in maintaining high-quality schools has a direct impact on our home values. There's long-term citizen impact. Compared to neighboring communities, possess a desire for our students to have the same opportunities. And we're building a foundation for long-term societal effects, preparing our students for college and career readiness. It promotes a level playing field for our students, and a strong community support for this program as a result of our survey increases community trust and support. Rachel, I don't know if you have anything else you want to say related to that slide.
I think if you have an opportunity, we can put the survey up to read the 227 comments. It took us a very long time to really disaggregate that data and look at what the viewpoints were from both sides of the issue. And I think we try to look at both sides of the issue. We know that people are concerned about social-emotional growth, but we also found the research to show that students were mature enough to handle it. We looked at the type of academic offering our district currently offers, and we weighted it against what our neighboring districts offer. And if you compare the two, other districts are, for the most part, offering more than we're offering our students.
And on behalf of the committee, I would just like to thank everybody who did participate in the survey because your comments and responses were very helpful in our initiative.
So that moves me forward to the committee's recommendation. We looked at the comments, we looked at the research, We looked at all of the work that we had compiled for the past year, and after our year-long study and program analysis, it is the recommendation of the ad hoc committee to move forward with implementing a full-day kindergarten in the Clinton Township Public Schools. We have several reasons that we support a full-day kindergarten. We believe that there will be authentic opportunities for academic and social skills leading to academic achievement, the ability to meet the rigors of the Common Core curricular standards, increased individual and small group instruction, and equitable opportunities aligning us with our neighboring communities. At the end of the day, what do you want for our kids? We put children first. So do we want more or do we want less? Do we want to invest in our community and do we want to invest in our future? And that was really the takeaway that we came with after a year of researching and looking at all the different studies, all the different programs, and all the demands in this day and age that children have with having to adapt to the changes in technology, the changes in the standards. And so we feel that this quote really sums up our committee's work. Most of what I really need to know about how to live, what to do, and how to be, I learned in kindergarten. Wisdom did not lie at the top of the graduate school mountain, but there in the kindergarten classroom. Robert Foley. So we welcome comments and questions from the Board of Education. This will be followed by an opportunity for the public to comment and ask questions regarding the presentation. The committee thanks everyone for their dedication and time to the purpose of this presentation.
Thank you. On behalf of the Board of Education,
there are citations from all the resources that we used, which will be available on the website as well.
On behalf of the Board of Education, I'd like to thank all the committee members for your dedication over the course of the year. I was in constant contact with Mrs. McLaughlin throughout the year after all of your meetings, and I know how hard you guys work and how much effort you put into it. So I just want to thank you for all your donating all of your and dedicating all your personal time to this particular effort. So thank you. Board members, does anybody have any comments they'd like to make?
Couple comments and questions. Thank you for the presentation. First is really more just of a point. When we talk about direct impact on home values, would it be more accurate to say that there's evidence to support positive impact on home values that we can't necessarily, and we've tried, we can't necessarily pin down a dollar amount. We can't really run the data. We did work with realtors in the township, and they were able to provide comps on our neighboring townships that do have full-day kindergarten, and there is some ancillary benefit, but I would caution the committee, the board, and the public not to make the mistake of assuming that your home value is automatically going to go up as a result of a potential adoption of full-day kindergarten. I think that's sort of important to understand. The second is sort of a question. I'll put this to Dr. Clark and Mr. Juskowitz. Can we go back to the tax assessment slide, because I wanted to just get some clarification for the benefit of the public.
And me.
And Gina.
This one, right?
Yeah, that one. So as we look at this, and Dr. Clark, when
I'm with you.
I'm not going to pick it. But very carefully, on the surface, you know, if we look at the fourth bullet down on the left-hand side, based on average assessed home value of $394 and change, the tax bill is. The preliminary inference that could be made based on this presentation is that the Clinton Township budget represents only 10% of the whole of the property taxes for residents of Clinton Township. That is not the case. Correct?
Yes, that is not the case.
Right. So maybe we can do a little bit more of a dig down on what we mean when we're multiplying the average estimated tax bill by 0.01, and why we're using that formula. So,
do you want to answer that, AJ?
Well, what I was actually doing was taking what we had numbers in our budget, just for the kindergarten program that we had, and taking it as a whole versus the whole entire budget.
Right.
And that's how I came up with that number.
So this is the representation of the kindergarten portion of the property tax bill represented in the schools.
If you have a $26 million budget and this program is only costing, you know, right, $200,000 to $400,000, it's very...
Again, yeah, I just didn't want there to be misunderstanding. This is we're not saying that Clinton Township's only 10% of your property tax bill.
Right.
What we're saying is this is 10% of the Clinton Township budget as represented in the tax bill.
I wouldn't say that. I would say 1% of the budget.
1%.
So the 4559 is the kindergarten.
It would be a representation of the kindergarten cost portion of the tax bill represented in the school budget.
Thank you.
Correct.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Perhaps you could help us on finance, too, is how did you arrive at three additional teachers, for example? What is the current load? What's the expected attendance? When I look at the demographic study as cited here, I think the numbers that are cited there are for pre-K through first grade is a total of 311 if you're to do a full day. So I'm trying to figure out is how many students would be in a classroom and how many classrooms would there be?
So classroom size and number of sections? Mm-hmm. Mrs. Scobie, would you like to answer that?